getting divided by the small things. Welcome to the Friday update on the NHC GOP podcast. I'm Rule Sample. Elections are coming up and passions are getting heated across the country. Last Friday, we talked about President Biden's attempt to divide the Republican Party. Unfortunately, in many areas of the country, that is working. As Republicans say, I'm not going to vote for this person because they're too conservative, or I'm not going to vote for this person because they're not conservative enough. That kind of thinking is great for the primaries. The primaries are all about the individual candidates, where you are presented with a list of five names to fill four slots, and you pick the four people that you think best align with your values. That's what the primaries are all about, and that's why the party never gets involved in endorsing a primary candidate. The general elections, however, are never about the individuals. They are always about the party. It is a decision of what philosophy you want in power at all levels of our society. If you want a philosophy that is for smaller government, that is about parental control for your kids, for reducing taxes, for securing our borders, and protecting all of your rights, then we believe that's the Republican Party, the Republican philosophy. If you want a philosophy of elitism, of increased taxes, of government overreach, and putting your children under the control of the government, then vote Democrat. But that all happens at the general election, and that's why it is so important to never divide your vote. Here in New Hanover County, we need all four of our candidates, and they're all four great candidates, for the school board. In North Carolina, we need a supermajority in order to override any vetoes that the governor may use on the legislation that we pass. At the federal level, we need a majority in the Senate. We need to take back the House. And again, here in North Carolina, we need to get that Supreme Court back. But it takes Republicans voting Republican. Now, I know that not every person on the ballot may align with every single one of your values. But let me put it this way. If we don't get Republicans into power, then you have zero chance of any of your values being put into place. When we put Republicans in the majority, then you have at least some chance, if not a really large chance, of your values being put forth into legislation, into procedures, so that this can be a better county, a better state, and a better country. As you go to the polls, early voting starts on October 20th. Please remember, it's about the party at the general election. It's about American ideals and American freedoms at the general election. It's about the Republican Party. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us. We would love to talk about our candidates and about our philosophy and about how we know that if Republicans vote Republicans, we can change this great country and go forward into a very bright tomorrow. For the NHC GOP podcast, I'm Will Sample. Thank you for listening.